Closing arguments were delivered yesterday in the administrative trial for Baltimore police officer Caesar Goodson Jr., the van driver in the Freddie Gray case. WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi was there and is on the line now. Dominique, the panel left the room yesterday without issuing a verdict. Will they be releasing that information today?
Well, the answer to that is we hope. The panel said they will be contacting attorneys to deliver their decision. We don't know exactly when that will be. City Solicitor Andre Davis did tell me yesterday that the verdict would be made public. But again, it's unclear how or when the verdict will be announced because, as we know, this is the first time these trial boards are public. To more context on this verdict, the trial board recessed at about 2 p.m. yesterday, and they have 21 charges to view, at least 40 pieces of evidence, and testimony from approximately 20 witnesses to get through to make their full decision.
Closing arguments were delivered on behalf of the police department and Goodson's defense yesterday. In a nutshell, tell us what issues they addressed.
So Neil Duke, on behalf of the police department, ended the way he began his opening argument in stating Goodson failed in his duty to seatbelt Gray, his responsibility to get medical attention for Gray when he requested it, and his integrity by passing the blame off to other officers, the department, and its policies. Now, Thomas Tomsett, on behalf of Goodson, turned the tables on Duke using this sort of analogy that Duke was driving the wagon and everyone else was along for the ride. He said Duke failed to prove his case against Goodson. And again, we hear the defense arguing that the department lawyers never turned over exculpatory evidence that they were required to give the defense, that the Montgomery County Police investigation of the incident was incomplete, and the department charged Goodson with violating policies that were never properly communicated to any of the officers before or even on the day of the incident. Now, to the whole wagon analogy, one of the members of the city law department said that it was the most inappropriate closing argument that they had ever heard, and that had it happened in a circuit court, that lawyer would have been reprimanded by a judge.
Can you break down what charges Goodson is currently facing?
So in total, we started with 22 charges against him. 13 of those charges are for violating a policy called C2, or neglect of duty and deficiency under police policy. 5 of those charges, which the defense argued should be thrown out, are under the policy that determined detainee safety, so seat belting and requests to seek medical assistance. As we know, the policy was not communicated to Goodson or any of the other officers prior to or on the day of the incident. Now, finally, 4 of those charges are under policy D4, which is Goodson's failure to document those stops that he made in his activity log that day. The department did throw out one of the last 4 charges, because Goodson did provide documentation for that particular part of his day at the Western District.
So after the verdict is handed down, who's in charge of assigning the punishment to Goodson, if any?
So once the verdict is handed down, it is then up to the discretion of Police Commissioner Kevin Davis to determine the punishment. As we know, this decision will remain private on behalf of the department. However, we will know if Goodson is fired because it will show up on city payrolls, which are public knowledge.
And this is the first of 3 administrative trials. Next Monday, we start the hearing for Lieutenant Brian Rice, correct?
Yes, Lieutenant Brian Rice was the commanding officer on duty the day of the incident in the Western District. He has similar charges against him, such as neglect of duty and misconduct against.
WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi has been following the Goodson hearing, and you'll be following the Rice hearing as well, right?
Of course.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathan.